This is KUVL's Wine and Food Pairing segment, part of Eats and Beats Wednesday. Our guest is always sommelier Carolyn Joy from Joy Wine and Spirits. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Steve.
Well, we got a recipe today. This one comes to us from Lucky Cat, which is a new Chinese restaurant in Denver. It's out at Lowry. In the Lowry 2 hangar, I guess. There's a restaurant district out there. And Lucky Cat is one of our restaurants at Live at the Vineyards this year. So we wanted to put a recipe from them together with something that you might bring in. It's called General Guard Chicken. Now, Chef Troy Guard and Executive Sous Chef Brent Calley have put this thing together for us. It looks great. It's a marinated chicken dish with the orange flavoring. Okay, it requires you to marinate your chicken. You got to get your orange sauce ready. Get that ready on the side. You got your flour mixture. Then you got to marinate the chicken, of course. And then it all sort of comes together with this nice collection of vegetables. How about this? Dried chilies or arbol, baby bok choy, red bell pepper, green bell pepper. I'm liking the colors. They work, and the vegetables help you make your pairing.
Right. I think that this is a great summer dish because you have all these things that are coming, these vegetables that are coming into season here. And so what I've done is I've chosen a Colorado product that fits with our Colorado chef, and we have kind of an interesting combination here today.
What do you drink with it?
Yeah, I think the key to this dish is not going with something that's too heavy. A lot of times with a spicy dish, you never want to choose something with too much alcohol or too much tannin. So what I chose today actually was a product from called New Avalon. It's an apple cider, and apple cider is becoming all the rage here and also on the East Coast and also following in the footsteps of Europe. It's actually making a comeback, I would say, because it started early in colonial times when our founders had a plethora of apples. Beer and grain was hard to grow and expensive. Wine had to be imported. And so a lot of people drank cider, thinking that it was healthier, actually, than bacteria-ridden water. This product is from Jackrabbit Hills out of Hotchkiss, Colorado. They are such cool people and such a cool farm that they have there. Everything on their farm is biodynamic. The cider today is what we're going to feature. And the reason I chose it is because it's summer. For one thing, it's lower alcohol, and it's just a really refreshing drink. And with the spice that you have here, the arbol, and the kind of that smokiness, and then you also have fresh vegetables, and you have a meat that's not—it's not a beef, and it's not a seafood. And so this is something that's clean and refreshing, and slightly effervescent, and pairs well with this dish right here.
All right, we're going to check the effervescence.
Yes.
It pours effervescently as well.
Yeah.
A little bit of a head on the cider, and cider should.
Yeah, and what's really cool about this too is you'll notice that it's a little bit of a rosé color. The reason, these people are more like winemakers. They originated as winemakers, so they're treating this a lot like a wine. It takes up to 3 months for this to ferment. What they do, which is also unusual, is they take the whole entire apple. So they're not pressing it, they're not using any sort of commercial use juice or anything, but they put the whole apple, skins, seeds, core and all, into the vat, let it ferment slowly. They don't add any sort of commercial yeast or anything to it, no temperature control. And so it takes about 3 months for this to ferment. And then they also somehow incorporate the pomace from their Pinot Noir into it. So we'll get a little bit more complexity in this cider.
Okay, this is New Avalon Filigrane Cider.
So you'll notice like it's really nice and aromatic, and it has a little bit of apple-y.
It smells great.
Yeah, really refreshing. Not as strong as wine.
Okay, because it's early. This is a morning show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also really dry. So a lot of ciders can be on the sweet side. And it might be a little tart for you first thing in the morning, too. But if you were to have some, you know, you have this sweeter, spicier, meatier dish, and then you have this clean, light, dry, slightly effervescent, delicate cider that with a hint of apple and almost a floral hint to it as well.
We're pairing New Avalon's Filigrane Cider with Troy Guard's General Guard Chicken that they serve out at Lucky Cat, this this new unconventional Chinese place in Hangar 2 out at the Lowry Restaurant District. Carolyn Joy, Joy Wine and Spirits, thank you so much. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. And here's to a good summer day.